really interesting question. I think that I have a small theory, and I am in some ways looking at this as a bigger exhibition, curatorial project, actually, that the proposition that I think there's a particular flavor to the kind of performance practice that happens here on the island of Ireland. I think that it is very body led, challenges the corporal body, the psychological body. It's very clearly the body of the artist. So the artists are putting their body on the line. And I drew a kind of line, a proposed line. It's too tidy, you know, and as any art historical proposition might be. But I drew a very clear line from Patrick Ireland, and from which springs from the Troubles, and which it springs from Bloody Sunday. And I would still propose that we are within that arc. So if you, as a people, you know this idea of chosen trauma? Mm-hmm. So if you, as a people, we would say, one could say that the South, maybe the South of Ireland, are really coming to the end of our chosen trauma being the famine. And the famine, this is, and they talk about chosen trauma being taking 8 generations to work through a society. Who knows? I find these ideas very interesting, but who knows if it's true or not, but still extremely interesting idea. So we are 8 generations post the famine, but actually here, the intensity of the Troubles and of a 30-year war has crossed so many generations and has had and still has so much repercussions. I mean, the north of Ireland has the highest instance of post-traumatic stress in the world, according to the Red Cross. So we're still in the moment of that. And I think when you are in the moment of things shifting and changing radically, I believe that body art, performance art is the way to explore that in a very immediate way. So I would propose that there's a very distinct flavour to performance practice here on the island of Ireland, and that possibly is because we lived through civil war, and we are literally 1 generation later, 20 years later now since the Good Friday Agreement, just about 20 years later, in 2017, so next year, we are still in that kind of moment of development or evolution, that it is still recurring and recurring and recurring, and will never move from that intense flavouring. So I'd cite that essay is really interesting, but it was very Dublin focused. So I'd cite that Patrick Ireland's, of course, name change. I'd also talk about Alistair MacLennan up here, and the kind of lineage of Be Beyond and where Be Beyond have come from in those things, where they actually get on the street and in a very clear way through their bodies, all of these artists coming together in a collective, you know, blind to any cultural, cultural traditional community allegiances, and they try and change the molecules of the air in a very beautiful, simple strategy. I think that a key piece of work would be MacLennan's target practice, you know, where he walked through the Royal Avenue with the target on his chest. 74. Boom. I'd move straight on up to Andre Stitt's practice then, and I'd and he talked about it actually in an interview with me that I've written about, where he says that we were in the studio with the paintbrush in hand, looking at a canvas and going, fuck that, I can't do that. When, all, you know, literally bombs are going off on the street outside. People being shot on the street outside. People are rioting on the street outside. They're throwing petrol bombs. They're making all of these actions and activities. And if we go back to Richard Schechner's line of what performance is, he includes street rioting and street protest in that. So actually the performative in this gross idea of it, this barbaric idea of it, this destructive idea of it, was happening on the streets in this city, all across this province. It bled down to Dublin in a very minor way, but the aura of it was felt down south, of course. And of course, it was all over Britain with all of the bomb scares and bombs and murders that happened over there as well. So coming at a 20-year distance to the signing of the peace agreement, so just the scaling down of that actual physical violence, I think that the performance practice here, as Andres has said, put on the body. He's standing in his studio, looking at a canvas, going, I can't do that. I actually have to do something with my body. I have to put my body on that. I need to explore. It's so immediate. It needs to be explored physically, you know, without a rational, just immediately. He's tarred and feathered himself. He's thrown acid in his face. He's brought, a lot of his costumes relate to a kind of military aesthetic. He's dragged tin bats around the street. Very interesting practitioner. And then we can, then the line, we can bring those all the way up to, in Ireland, or in the South, I suppose, Alan O'Kelly, really, her key works were looking at the famine and looking at this chosen heritage, I suppose. But a lot of the female practitioners then that emerged in the 90s, the noughties, including myself, really were looking at the bodily integrity, coming from a feminist perspective. But again, looking at the body and going, exploring through the body, on the body, with the body. So reinvesting the physicality embodiment into the work and retesting, pushing boundaries, boundaries of borders, of what is acceptable in the assigned role of the female in Irish society or in Irish culture, and making some astounding pieces of work around that. Particularly Áine has made a lot of work around abortion rights and, of course, Alina. You can see there's a very undigested trajectory that I'm looking at, but I think there is a line there. I'm not too sure what it is yet, but there's some fruition of a proposition that maybe this kind of very embodied performance practice, very different from live art, where and very different when you invite somebody else into your work. I think when it happens in the intensity of the relationship with you and your body and your art practice, that is something else or something other than, I invite people in to perform with me all the time, and I hand over my work all the time, those things. So I negotiate that all the time, but I will still tell you it's very different when you do it yourself. Because of course you can make decisions on the spot and you can change things, explore things, be totally terrible, and then totally have moments of illumination at the same time. So there's something going on there. I'm not too sure what it is yet.